I was in middle school the last time we had a professional educator, a superintendent. And really the last time we had a superintendent of public instruction who saw it as their role to advocate for public schools. We have a current superintendent now who's advocated for private school vouchers to actually take money out of the public education system that she leads. And I think it's incumbent on the superintendent to actually be an advocate for the system, for the public education system that that person is in charge of.
The message the last couple of years has been about teacher pay. We all know that teacher pay is very low in the state of Arizona.
It's not just very low. It is the lowest in the nation. As of this year, we have the lowest paid teachers in the country. And we wonder why we have a teacher shortage. Now, look, I'm not just an educator. I'm a parent. I have two kids in the public school system. I have one second grader and another who's starting kindergarten next month. And I have that same anxiety that a lot of parents around this state have about the future of our public education system. Look, you know, like I said, my younger daughter's starting kindergarten next month. I wonder what the next 13 years of her education system is going to look like in the public school system. And the reality is that we've had a string of superintendents and a string of leaders at the state capitol and the legislature and the governor's office who have worked to actively dismantle our public school system because they want a two-tiered system where you have the high-quality but expensive private schools for families that can afford it and the scraps left on the table for the rest of us. And the way that they've done that by decreasing funding in our school system over the years and creating a massive teacher shortage unprecedented in Arizona history where there are schools right here in this county, in Yuma County, that do not have a math teacher in the building. That, as a parent, worries me. I need to know that when I send my kid to school, that my kid is not just going to have a warm body in the classroom, but a highly qualified professional educator who's going to ensure that my child is prepared for her future. And when we have the lowest teacher pay in the country, if you know, people say, let's run education more like a business. As a former business owner, let me tell you, if I can't fill a job, and I can't get good applicants for that job, I know that I have to offer a more attractive wage and benefit package. And in Arizona, when we have the lowest paid teachers in the country, it's no wonder that we're not attracting people at all because we have a lot of jobs that we can't fill.
Talk a little bit about the rural areas of the state. You've probably heard the term state of Maricopa. It's that's thrown around here in Yuma County quite a bit. It can feel like a lot of times that our community in general is out of the loop. And then when you get issue specific, it can be even more alienating. How do you bring in the rural areas of the state, not just Yuma, but a lot of the rural areas of the state where there is only one school or only one high school for miles?
I mentioned earlier in the conversation that it's been 23 years since we've had a professional educator as our state superintendent. It's also been that long since we've had someone from outside the great state of Maricopa. Diane Bishop from Tucson was our superintendent and actually recognized that folks in every corner of this state, kids, families, deserve to be represented by a superintendent who's invested in their futures. And that's why 16 months out from the election, we're spending time in every corner of this state. We're visiting schools. We just came from Gadsden where we met with the school board there to talk about some of the unique concerns and issues that are facing their school district in San Luis. And so that's why we're spending time in every corner of Arizona to ensure that folks feel and understand that I will be that kind of a superintendent that recognizes that we have to represent schools across the state, not just the great state of Maricopa County.